I'll be cool.
They stepped onto the grass. A young girl, no older than 14, her hair dyed green and orange and pink, stared at them as they went by. She sat beside a dog, a mongrel, with a piece of string for a collar and a leash. She looked hungrier than the dog did. The dog yapped at them, then wagged its tail. Shadow gave the girl a dollar bill. She stared at it as if she was not sure what it was.
Buy dog food with it,
Shadow suggested. She nodded and smiled.
Let me put it bluntly. You must be very cautious around the lady we are visiting. She might take a fancy to you, and that would be bad.
Is she your girlfriend or something?
Not for all the little plastic toys in China,
said Wednesday agreeably. His anger seemed to have dissipated, or perhaps to have been invested for the future. Shadow suspected that anger was the engine that made Wednesday run. There was a woman sitting on the grass, under a tree, with a paper tablecloth spread in front of her, and a variety of Tupperware dishes on the cloth. She was not fat, no, far from fat. What she was, a word that Shadow had never had cause to use until now, was curvaceous. Her hair was so fair that it was white, the kind of platinum blonde tresses that should have belonged to a long-dead movie starlet. Her lips were painted crimson, and she looked to be somewhere between 25 and 50. As they reached her, she was selecting from a plate of deviled eggs. She looked up as Wednesday approached her and put down the egg she had chosen and wiped her hand.
Hello, you old fraud,
she said, but she smiled as she said it, and Wednesday bowed low, took her hand, and raised it to his lips.
You look divine.
How the hell else should I look? Anyway, you're a liar. New Orleans was such a mistake. I put on, what, 30 pounds there? I swear I knew I had to leave when I started to waddle. The tops of my thighs rub together when I walk now. Can you believe that?
This last was addressed to Shadow. He had no idea what to say in reply and felt a hot flush suffuse his face. The woman laughed delightedly.
He's blushing. Wednesday, my sweet, you brought me a blusher. How perfectly wonderful of you. What's he called?
This is Shadow.
He seemed to be enjoying Shadow's discomfort.
Shadow, say hello to Easter.
Shadow said something that might have been hello, and the woman smiled at him again. He felt like he was caught in headlights. The blinding kind that poachers use to freeze deer before they shoot them. He could smell her perfume from where he was standing, an intoxicating mixture of jasmine and honeysuckle, of sweet milk and female skin.
So, how's Trix?
The woman, Easter, laughed a deep and throaty laugh, full-bodied and joyous. How could you not like someone who laughed like that?
Everything's fine. How about you, you old wolf?
I was hoping to enlist your assistance.
Oh, wasting your time.
At least hear me out before dismissing me.
No point. Don't even bother.
She looked at Shadow.
Please sit down here and help yourself to some of this food. Here, take a plate and pile it high. It's all good. Eggs, roast chicken, chicken curry, chicken salad, and over here is lapin. Rabbit, actually. But cold rabbit is a delight. And in that bowl over there is the jug tear. Well, why don't I just fill a plate for you?
And she did, taking a plastic plate and piling it high with foods and passing it to him. Then she looked at Wednesday.
Are you eating?
She asked.
I am at your disposal, my dear.
You are so full of shit, it's a wonder your eyes don't turn brown.
She passed him an empty plate.
Help yourself.
The afternoon sun at her back burned her hair into a platinum aura.
Shadow,
she said, chewing a chicken leg with gusto.
That's a sweet name. Why do they call you Shadow?
Shadow licked his lips to moisten them.
When I was a kid, we lived, my mother and I. We were, I mean, she was, well, like a secretary at a bunch of U.S. embassies. We went from city to city all over Northern Europe. Then she got sick and had to take early retirement, and we came back to the States. I never knew what to say to the other kids, so I just find adults and follow them around. Not saying anything. I just needed the company, I guess. I don't know. I was a small kid.
You grew.
Yes, I grew.
She turned back to Wednesday, who was spooning down a bowl of what looked like cold gumbo.
Is this the boy who's got everybody so upset?
You heard?
I keep my ears pricked up,
she said. Then to Shadow,
you keep out of their way. There are too many secret societies out there, and they have no loyalties and no love. Commercial, independent, government, they're all in the same boat. They range from the barely competent to the deeply dangerous. Hey, old wolf, I heard a joke you'd like the other day. How do you know the CIA wasn't involved in the Kennedy assassination?
I've heard it.
Pity.
She turned her attention back to Shadow.
But the spook show, the ones you met, they're something else. They exist because everyone knows they must exist.
She drained a paper cup of something that looked like white wine, and then she got to her feet.
Shadow's a good name. I want a mochaccino. Come on.
She began to walk away.
What about the food? You can't just leave it here.
She smiled at him and pointed to the girl sitting by the dog and then extended her arms to take in the hate in the world.
Let it feed them,
she said, and she walked with Wednesday and Shadow trailing behind her.
Remember, I'm rich. I'm doing just peachy. Why should I help you?
You're one of us. You're as forgotten and as unloved and unremembered as any of us. It's pretty clear whose side you should be on.
They reached a sidewalk coffee house, went inside, sat down. There was only one waitress who wore her eyebrow ring as a mark of caste and a woman making coffee behind the counter. The waitress advanced upon them, smiling automatically, sat them down, took their orders. Easter put her slim hand on the back of Wednesday's square gray hand.
I'm telling you, I'm doing fine. On my festival days, they still feast on eggs and rabbits, on candy and on flesh. Huh? To represent rebirth and copulation. They wear flowers in their bonnets, and they give each other flowers. They do it in my name. More and more of them every year. In my name, old wolf.
And you wax fat and affluent on their worship and their love.
Don't be an asshole.
Suddenly she sounded very tired. She sipped her mochaccino.
Serious question, my dear. Certainly I would agree that millions upon millions of them give each other tokens in your name and that they still practice all the rites of your festival, even down to hunting for hidden eggs. But how many of them know who you are, eh? Excuse me, miss.
This to their waitress.
You need another espresso?
No, my dear. I was just wondering if you could solve a little argument we were having over here. My friend and I were disagreeing over what the word Easter means. Would you happen to know?
The girl stared at him as if green toads had begun to push their way between his lips. Then she said,
I don't know about any of that Christian stuff. I'm a pagan.
The woman behind the counter said,
I think it's like Latin or something, for Christ is risen, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Easter, just like the sun rises in the east, you know.
The risen sun, of course. A most logical supposition.
The woman smiled and returned to her coffee grinder. Wednesday looked up at their waitress.
I think I shall have another espresso, if you don't mind. And tell me, as a pagan, who do you worship?
Worship?
That's right. I imagine you must have a pretty wide open field. So to whom do you set up your household altar? To whom do you bow down? To whom do you pray at dawn and at dusk?
Her lips described several shapes without saying anything before she said,
The female principle. It's an empowerment thing, you know.
Indeed, and this female principle of yours, does she have a name?
She's the goddess within us all,
said the girl with the eyebrow ring, color rising to her cheek.
She doesn't need a name.
Ah,
said Wednesday with a wide monkey grin.
So do you have mighty bacchanals in her honor? Do you drink blood wine under the full moon while scarlet candles burn in silver candle holders? Do you step naked into the sea foam, chanting ecstatically to your nameless goddess while the waves lick at your legs, lapping your thighs like the tongues of a thousand leopards?
You're making fun of me. We don't do any of that stuff you are saying.
She took a deep breath, Shadow suspected she was counting to 10.
Any more coffees here? Another mochaccino for you, ma'am?
Her smile was a lot like the one she had greeted them with when they had entered.